This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
All right, before we get back to the calls about the deadline, I wanted to just bring this up. I think it's really interesting. Now, I hope you guys haven't seen this, but I want Kenny, David, Rico, I want you guys to play along.
Okay. So
ESPN did a ranking. I shy away from this crap, but this one's actually interesting because they talk to league executives. The top 10 edge rushers in the sport. And they give you the highest ranking and the lowest. So, yes, I want you to guess who's in the top 10. But there's a conversation to be had in here. And it'll reveal itself as we go along. Is that fair? I'm being a little cryptic because I kind of want to see if there's an aha moment for you guys.
Okay.
So, okay, Rico, fire away. Give me, like, just guess who the hell you think is the best edge rusher in the league. We'll start there.
Myles Garrett.
Done. Number one. Here's what's interesting. Lowest ranking. Number four. So executives.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Someone had him number four, which feels crazy to me. Now, I can read some of the descriptors. I mean, basically, it's Hall of Famer, guy's an alien, total freak show. He occupies your whole game plan. All right. Next. David, venture a guess.
Watt.
Number two. Highest ranking was number one. So a league executive actually had him above Myles Garrett. His lowest ranking was three. An AFC defensive coach said he's the gold standard. He wrecks a game. He can do everything. One coordinator said, I thought he wore down a little bit, but so did their whole defense. So he's number two. All right. Who's number three?
Since I heard his name too many times in the past, couple of years, give me Max Crosby.
Number four. Now, here's what's interesting, Kenny. Max Crosby's highest ranking, number one. His lowest, number six. The descriptors, relentless motor, skilled rusher, never wants to leave a game. He keeps getting better. That's from a coordinator. Averaged 61 snaps, which was the most among edges. And he just doesn't have any support, basically. All right, so number three is still available, and then five on down. Back to Rico. You guys will see shortly.
Would Micah Parsons classify?
Yes, because he's number
Micah
three.
Parsons. Okay.
Nice job by you. Top ranking, number one. Lowest ranking, number six. Now, the numbers back Parsons to be number one. 126 pressures and a 31% win rate since 23. Second player in NFL history to produce 12 or more sacks each of his first 4 years. He does it with the counter moves and ability to finish. Rarely misses when he's within arm's reach of a quarterback. His run D needs work. Another personnel director just said explosive, motor, violence, and can play anywhere. All right. Number five on down now. Let's begin. David.
Hutchinson.
He's number seven. Highest ranking for Aiden. What do you think it is?
Three.
Rico wins. His highest ranking is three. What's his lowest ranking?
Eight.
Not ranked.
Unranked. Rico, nailed it. Now, they cite his first five games where, again, this is where ESPN doesn't do the homework. Yeah, where you faced backup tackles and guys working at the oil change. He was phenomenal, led the league in sacks, blah, blah, blah. He was on his way to top three with Garrett and Watt, an NFL executive said. Hutchinson's win rate was tops by a wide margin. Yes, again, look at who he played. Added an executive. I thought he would have been a finalist if he didn't get hurt for Defensive Player of the Year. I agree with that. But it's interesting. What executive wouldn't have Aiden in the top 10? That just feels kind of outlandish. That doesn't even feel like a legitimate opinion. But
now, do we know who the executive who kept him out?
No, they're not going to give you that.
No, but see, I wonder if that's the case, if it's like in division guys, like, that guy.
Number five, Rico's guy, Nick Bosa. Highest ranking, 3. Now, here's what's interesting. Bosa's lowest ranking. Unranked.
Unranked?
Yep. They talk about leverage, explosiveness, power, rush arsenal are unmatched. That's from a personnel director. Same moves as Joey Bosa, but with better play strength, and he can win in a variety of ways. 121 pressures under 2.5 seconds, 5th most in the NFL. Here's what's interesting. Aiden was 7. Guess who's number 6?
Trey Henderson.
Nailed it. Highest ranking, number 3. Lowest ranking. This is the aha stuff. Unranked. What NFL executive or coach would have Trey Hendrickson unranked?
He just led the league in sacks.
It's one of those guys. I bet you it's somebody who wants to hype up their guy who they know is not going to get any votes. Yeah. So, you know what? Trey's going to get a bunch of votes. So let me put my no-name guy on there.
Now, I know Brad Holmes said this was impossible and no team had this, but the Houston Texans actually have 8 and 9. Will Anderson at 8, Danielle Hunter at 9. The high for both players, 6. The low for both players. Oh, Rico liked that one-liner. The low for both players, unranked. I mean, you got some executives who just straight hate these players. And Jared Verse was number 10. Mm. The honorable mentions, Brian Burns for the Giants, Nick Benito for the Broncos, Grenard for the Vikes, Karlaftis for the Chiefs, and then receiving votes, Josh Allen for the Jags, Khalil Mack for the Chargers, Rashawn Gary, Trayvon Walker, Montez Sweat, Gregory Rousseau, and Chop Robinson. But I just thought it was interesting. There's no world where I wouldn't list Aiden as a top 10 guy, regardless of the bickering and where you would put him. But there's no world he wouldn't be top 10. And I thought the same thing with Trey Hendrickson. I just thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the fact that you knew that they were going to make the list, so you cast your vote for somebody else in hoping to get your guy from your team on this list.
Okay, fair enough. David, a couple of the ticket texts. We can get to the callers as well. I just wanted to pass that along. I thought it was an interesting little list because they talk to people in the sport.
Someone's going with your theory a little bit here, Rico. They said, I'm guessing Jacksonville didn't vote for Hutch because they passed on him and took Walker.
Yeah, but it's not like Walker's bad by any means.
Right.
Walker's actually been really good. And at one point last year, wasn't he leading the league in sacks?
Yeah. Yeah, but where's Thibodeau, smart guy?
Thibodeau had 12 and a half 2 years ago. He got hurt last year. I mean, I'm not telling you he's the second coming of Jesus. I'm just saying, Thibodeau, when he's healthy, he's a good ball player.
Regarding making trades for the Tigers, someone says in bold, be aggressive. Prospects aren't guaranteed. If beholden to prospects, we may have never traded Cameron Maben for Andrew Miller or Andrew Miller and, Maben and Miller for Cabrera. Maben was supposedly can't miss.
Yeah, so was Miller. Now, he revitalized his career a decade later by becoming an ace reliever. I think it's okay to be protective of certain prospects. And McGonagall would be that one. It wouldn't be Max Clark. It'd be McGonagall based on the positional value. I have Parker Meadows. I have the best center fielder in baseball defensively. There's just no world that Max Clark would unseat him.
But nobody's saying sell the whole farm, though. I think that's what a lot of people get mixed up when we're talking about making big trades is nobody's saying sell everything all the time.
No, and you know what that is. That's a straw man argument. That just makes people feel comfortable when they lay down at night. Make the bad man stop talking trades.
Right. Right. But if you're going to get that piece that helps your team, it may sting a little. You're not going to just give away nothing and get this player that's going to help you win a World Series.
Any big trade is going to sting a little bit, though. That's part of doing business. If you want to pick up a big-name player, it's going to hurt you a little bit. You're going to be like, I wish we didn't have to give up that guy.
Rico, watch this. Oh, okay, Kenny, so you just want to ruin the farm system.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
what they'll say, though. That's what they do to you. They try to make you feel stupid with that, and it's simply not what we're saying at all. Yeah, exactly.
That's all it is.
They're headed to the AA All-Star game.
He's back, people. 248-539-9797. Your calls are coming up next. 97.1.